We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is...
It's early.
It's a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week
is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
We're going to give you a show because it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. One more day until the weekend. Time to move from the gray sweatpants to the colored sweatpants, because they're fun.
Now, you notice he said, we'll give you a show. We never said it'll be good. Just yeah.
Oh, no, I never know. There's no indication whatsoever that this show is going to be good. It's going to be a show.
It'll be.
We are going
it's
to do one.
In the presence of the world.
I have an amazing story to tell you today. You are both going to enjoy the story and be amazed by it.
Ooh.
You are also, it is also going to make you wish you were a better person, okay?
Wow.
I'm just telling you, it's going to do it to you.
That's awesome.
It's coming up a little later, and we're going to be talking about songs that bring to mind your senior year. So let's get this party started. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf. New Country 93.1, the Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Odds and ends time. Predicted on this very program, Pier 1 going out of business and permanently closing all stores.
I'm surprised they stayed in business this long. Walking in there, $80 for a lamp, a table lamp. No, thank you.
Well, that'd be a deal there. I mean, it's crazy what they were charging. Of course, the one over off of Wendover there has been closed for some time now. None of them will reopen. The ones that are open will permanently close. That's 540 stores total. They were unable to find a buyer after filing for bankruptcy.
You know another business that is kind of like Pier 1 that I don't know how is still open? It's over there in Friendly Center. What's it called? West Elm, I believe, near the Apple
yes,
store?
Yes, West Elm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are they still open?
Well, I'm with you. There are a lot of those stories that I just, why would you go in there and pay that? Why would you do that? But people do it, I guess.
I walk by and look through the glass as I go to Pieology and get a pizza.
Right, exactly.
Nice.
Well, Delta Airlines is adding more flights to keep planes at no more than 60% full. That's the goal now in the new post-coronavirus flying world. The airline is trying to practice safe social distancing and is limiting first-class seating to 50% and main cabin seating to 60% through June 30th. Then they reevaluate.
Yeah, I got an email yesterday about our trip to Italy coming up in September, and they said, as of right now, every single person, no matter how long the flight is, has to wear a mask. 12 hours, 1 hour, 15 hours, you got to wear a mask.
Where's your flight going to in Italy? What airport are you going into?
The first one's going into Florence, and then we're leaving out of Rome.
It's a long way from here to Florence, pal.
I know. I'm just going to try the pizza.
A long way from New York or wherever you're leaving from. Where are you leaving from? JFK?
No, it goes from Raleigh to Paris. Paris down.
Okay. All right. Anyway, 60% for cabin class and 50% for first class. Reese Witherspoon is coming back to do a Legally Blonde 3.
Hey!
Yes!
Got to be honest with you, those are funny movies, and I like Reese Witherspoon.
Me too.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis, who starred in a great movie called True Lies. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. I bet neither one of you seen it. Have you?
Nope.
Neither one of you seen True Lies.
Not at all.
You're too young. You should see it. It was excellent. And some of the effects in it were the first ever seen. There is a scene in there where Arnold is flying a Harrier jet and climbs out of the cockpit onto the nose of this thing. Wow, it's incredible.
Wow.
You have to see it to believe it. Anyway, for years they've been talking about, where's the sequel? Where's the sequel? Where's True Lies 2? When are you going to do True Lies 2? And you're like, well, we don't know. But now they're in talks to do a True Lies TV series. Reportedly, they're negotiating with Disney Plus to reprise their roles as Harry and Helen Tasker. Trust me, you'd like it. Watch the movie. I guarantee you'll like it. Finally, Bud Light is selling frozen margarita popsicles for the summer.
Nice.
I've been waiting for this all my life.
These sound delicious. The popsicles have an alcohol by volume of 8% and come in cases of 12. They taste like lime and strawberries. You can have a regular margarita or a strawberry margarita popsicle. That sounds yummy.
Yes, it does.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Wake up with The Wolf Show, wondering what songs bring back your senior year. What songs bring to mind your graduations? That time of year, a lot of people graduating from high school, graduating from college. We're basically talking about high school for most of us. We're going to reveal ours to get things started.
Yes.
Should I go first?
You go first. Okay, let's just throw this out here for people who are new. There's an age difference.
Age before beauty.
Okay, yes. So, Dale, go ahead. What year, first of all?
I graduated high school in 1980, a year neither of you could even fathom. wow. That's ancient history to you. But my favorite song and the song that brings back to mind my senior year is Smoky Mountain Rain. I love me some Ronnie Millsap. That song was a big country hit and a big pop hit, too. Now, over to you, Chase. What was your big song the year you graduated?
Well, this is going to show my age. Graduated high school in 2010.
If that's showing your age, it's showing mine too, pal.
And forgive the bad audio for this, but this was my song.
Break your heart.
Okay, all right. So that was Chase's song. Brings to mind senior year and graduation. Annie, over to you. What song brings to mind your senior year and your graduation?
Can't believe it's been 10 years since I graduated from high school, but I go right back to senior prom with this song. It's Usher, OMG.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
You know,
the jam sandwich right there.
I'm thinking we made a mistake with Dale. Shouldn't it be this? It's the theme song to Lawrence Welk. It's called
Thank
Bubbles.
Thank you, thank you. Play that funky music.
We have a wonderful selection for you tonight.
It's a wonderful, wonderful little song.
Half the audience is like, what are they talking about?
The only reason thanks to Saturday Night Live on that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what was yours? We'll be talking about them throughout the morning. What brings to mind your senior year and your graduation? Post them up. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Annie has your good news story for today. What do you have in store for us today, Annie?
So there is a YouTuber, and I have been looking everywhere for his name, and I cannot find it, but this is still great. He had a dad who walked out on him and his family when he was 12 years old, and now that he's a father of his own two adult children, he has created a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? And he posts these videos of common tasks that, you know, you might ask your dad to help you with so that kids without fathers can use these videos as a resource.
That's smart.
I think it's really sweet. It's amazing and selfless thing to do, you know, for somebody else. And of course, it goes back to giving me hope for humanity. And he's got ones like how to fix most running toilets, how to unclog a bathtub drain or a sink, and then like changing oil, even stuff like that. So just really cool things that I wish that had been around a couple years ago. I've kind of had to teach myself some things too that my dad wasn't around to teach me. So it's one of those things that some people take for granted. You can call daddy for the little things, and some of us just can't. So, you know, yeah. Check him out, though. I'm trying to find him, but I guarantee if you search Dad, how do I, you will find him. And if I can find his name, I will post it up on our Facebook page.
You know, I occasionally call my dad, but most of the time I don't call him and look it up because he might be like, gosh, why is my son so stupid?
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Got an amazing story to tell you this morning.
All right.
It's one of those stories where when you hear it, you will ask yourself, would I have done what they did?
Okay.
David and Emily Shantz were recently driving through Goochland County, Virginia. That's not far from Richmond, Virginia, kind of north central Virginia, when they ran over a bag. And it made one of those boom, boom noises. It's like, oh my Lord, what could have been in that bag?
Yep.
I always think it's going to be a baby or a dog.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they stopped, and to avoid upsetting anyone in the car, put the bag in the back of the truck and just kept driving. When they got home, they checked the bag to see what was in the bag. Inside the bag, they found nearly $1 million in cash. What did they do? They called a deputy friend of theirs from the local sheriff's department and gave back the money so that it could be returned to their owner. Sheriff there, Scott Moser, tells the local paper that David and Emily turned in the money. It speaks volumes for the high character people they are. They are a tremendous example for the entire community. They did the right thing without hesitation. Authorities have since determined the business entity that the money was heading for, but are still trying to determine how it ended up in the middle of a Goochland road.
Yeah. This is the line where I am not a good human at all.
And you realize that you would have quickly buried that in a hole in your backyard and hope no one discovered it.
Correct.
Right. Well, the sheriff says their actions certainly deserve a reward, and they are in hopes that the rightful owner of the money will reward this couple. They saved someone a lot of money and set a wonderful example for everyone else. Would you have kept the money? Would you have kept it? Think about it.
I want to say yes all day long, but my conscience, I know the way I am, I would have had to been like, okay, where's the owner? If that much money, if it had been like $10 on the road, I'd been like, oh, thanks, I'm not finding the owner.
Okay, hear me out. Maybe we can bend this rule a little bit. Let's say we take a portion and say, hey, all that was in the bag was...
There was only $500,000 in the bag.
I don't know what happened to the other ones, but this is all I have. Here, take that.
Yeah. Of course, you wouldn't have to say that because nobody knows where the money came from at that time. You're just going, hey, we found this bag, had $500,000 in it.
Have no idea. I'm going to get back into my Porsche and I'm going to go home.
It's parked out behind my trailer. New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase talking about the music that bring back memories of your high school graduation and your senior year. What are those songs? What is a song? Put your finger on a particular song. Collectively, we're all doing it. Mine from the year 1980. Ladies and gentlemen, that is when I graduated high school. The song that brings back that year to me is...
Smoky Mountain Rain. Smoky keeps on falling.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on calling her name.
Ronnie Millsap and Smoky Mountain Rain, which was a big pop hit and a big country hit. Over to you, Annie. Your big song from your senior year.
I graduated 2010, so it's
right there with you.
Yeah, it's going to have to be OMG by Usher.
Oh my God. Dale's like, what in the world?
That's a jam.
Good old Usher.
And I was the same year as Annie, but pardon the quality. This was the one that I remember.
Yeah. We'd ask you to post up some, the ones that bring to mind your senior year and your graduation, and you responded.
Aaron Leaker, one of my favorites, he goes, it's from Tim McGraw, something like that. And he told a whole story about him and the girl he had a crush on in his class, how they cruised around and made memories and dance moves of the song. And he still remembers her every time the song plays. So I thought that was really sweet. Plus, we've got Rebecca Dick. She said good directions. Should I remember leaving my high school graduation, singing that in the car, windows down, graduation gown flapping in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, those days were great. How many in your graduating class, Annie? Do you remember how many were in your graduating class? How many students?
It had to have been 300 and some. I went to Reynolds High, so it was a huge majority of people from all around Winston.
Yeah. All right, Chase, you?
I think it was like 500 and some.
Well, that's big school, too. Yeah. Mine was about 350. Mine was about 350. I went to Carroll County High School, which was one of those schools that, like you're talking about, Annie, that pull in from all these middle schools around, mm-hmm. and it ends up being, you know, these big, big classes. So, yeah, I remember.
Huge.
How about you?
Pot.
Yeah, I know. Post them up. Songs that bring back memories of your high school graduation or your senior year. Wake up with the Wolf Show. COVIDiots time.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. I'm having a hard time today because one of our fellow North Carolinians has stepped up to bring himself into the COVIDiots update. And first of all, fellow North Carolinians, please don't do that. The other states are doing a great job.
Florida.
Leave that to Florida, West Virginia, places like that. But I'm going to get to it anyway because it deserves our attention. But before we get to that, over in England, this woman was just stir crazy from being quarantined inside. She had it. She went outside, got into her car, and drove it into her neighbor's house because she was tired of their loud music.
Understandable. I get it.
Yeah. Couldn't take it anymore. She banged on the door with a hammer. They wouldn't listen. She went back, got in the car, drove right into the house.
Wow.
Hey, get this. You know, the porch pirates, they're a problem. You know, we're getting a lot of packages delivered while we're quarantined because what else is there to do but go on to Amazon and help Jeff Bezos become the world's first trillionaire?
Mm-hmm.
They're now dressing up like food delivery drivers so that people won't, say, hey, what are you doing on the porch? Well, I'm delivering food, okay? So they just sit down on an empty bag and grab whatever's on the porch and take off with it.
Okay. Getting witty out there.
Wearing uniforms by food delivery services and pizzerias. One thief recently approached a home in Alexandria, Virginia, while carrying several pizza boxes. The man rang the home's doorbell before dropping his empty pizza boxes and making off with several Amazon packages and got away clean.
Wait a minute. I didn't call a plumber.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me get to this guy in North Carolina. This happened in Morganton. For whatever reason, the guy went nuts, decided he was going to run naked through the mall there, which had, I guess, opened up. It was the Fiddler's Run Shopping Center,
uh-huh.
which I'm sure it's quite the destination. He goes running through there. He's 38 years old. He was immediately taken into custody because of his behavior and also had a few outstanding warrants as well. He left his 6-year-old child alone in a hotel to go for the naked run. He was charged with indecent exposure and child abuse, among other things. So,
really?
Again, North Carolinians, please leave the other states to get into this COVIDiots update. They don't need our help.
And now it's time for
things you need to know.
It's my favorite part of the day because it's a break that I get to control. It's time for 5 fun facts for your Thursday. Are you cool cats ready?
Ready.
Oh,
let's
God.
Hit it.
Well, let's start off. Grover Cleveland went from being the mayor of Buffalo, New York, to governor of New York, to president of the United States in a span of only 3 years. So you can definitely do whatever you set your mind to, kids.
Wow, that's a story of true success.
Yes, it is. I'm going to save one for last because I think Dale knows the answer to the one. But did you know Ernest Goes to Jail and The Green Mile were filmed at the same abandoned prison in Tennessee?
You know, states with these abandoned prisons, I hope they're turning them into some money because movies often need a prison site.
Uh-huh.
Either for the centerpiece of the movie or at least for part of it.
Exactly. I agree with you on that one. Do you know Canada has almost 4 times more coastline than any other country in the world? It has about 125,000 miles of coastline, while Norway is second with 36,000.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do. And now you're going to know about this. The first movie with a CGI character as a lead role was Casper in 1995.
About that. Imagine what amazing technology they thought that was in 19. Look at what we can do with a computer.
Yeah, look at this. And as a kid, I was like, man, this is never going to get better than this.
That looks like a real ghost.
It does.
Whatever a real ghost looks like.
And last but not least, we're going to talk about Karate Karate, because the reason karate belts go white, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, brown, red, black.
I know this.
They'll finish it off.
I could be wrong, but I think it was because, you know, back in the day, money's tight and you can't afford to buy all these belts. So if you go and it'll start in a light color and you go further darker, you just keep dyeing the belt a darker color.
And that
so
is
I think
it.
That's what is that okay. Right.
Congratulations, Dale does know everything.
Yay!
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you need to know.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. You know, before I go any further, at this time of year, I always do something, and I didn't do it because we weren't on the air this weekend.
Your taxes.
I always make mention of Annie's dad on the anniversary of his death, which was this past weekend, and we weren't on the air, so I didn't get a chance to do it. So I always like to remember Big Paul Franklin, who was a much-loved morning guy on 104 back when it was a real radio station with real live people. on the station. So I always like to remember him on that day, and that was this weekend. So I wanted to do that today, Annie.
Aw, Dale, thanks. It's been 18 years, but it still feels like yesterday.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. So I guess this is somewhat of a confession. I have, in the quarantine process, discovered that my place isn't as clean as I thought it was. And I have been doing a lot of cleaning, and I'm a pretty clean person to begin with. I mean, you guys have seen my place. It's pretty clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
She said not bad. I've seen that. So I have started trying to clean better. And when I am cleaning, I put on music. Do you guys put on music when you're doing those household chores?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right, do you have a particular kind of music that you put on when you're doing the cleaning?
It depends on what mood I'm in, but it's either either play the Wolf or I play a throwback station that's in Austin, Texas.
Okay, well,
very specific.
I really do have these two specific ones.
Here is a list of some of the most popular house cleaning songs. One of the companies that manufacture vacuum cleaners decided to do a survey, and here are the results. And I want you to think about what number one would be. This is a particular song.
Oh,
number one.
I think I know.
I will narrow this down. This could be considered a pop song and a country song. So think about it. That's what's number one. I'm going to start down at number two. Uptown Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. I know how much you like that song, Chase. Bad Guy, Billie Eilish. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney.
Ooh, I love that song.
Shape
oh,
you
of squeak. You.
Love it. I know every single word.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper. And Don't Start Now. Now, what is number one? I'm going to give you each a guess.
Okay, go, Annie.
I'm going to say,
let me also say that we have spoken of this person on this program today.
Oh, man.
I just missed every, I don't even remember any of the songs, Dale.
Oh, man.
She zoned out as soon as she heard me start talking. A man's talking, I'm zoning out.
No, I just, only one that ever stuck in my mind was Whitney Houston, so we'll just go with that, okay?
Oh, that's not. It's on the list, though. How about you, Chase?
Clean up, everybody do your share. Clean up. Is that it?
Yeah,
stop, Barney, stop. No, that's not it. The number one most popular house cleaning song is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Oh!
Oh,
yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
There you go. So clean it up, people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.